We're going to talk sport now, and joining us in the studio, not only Robbie Grenfell, but also Chris McCarty, because, well, the top story is of such gargantuan proportions that we needed both of them to carry it off for us, really. Right, where are we? It sounded fantastical when you and I first talked about it about 10 days ago. Was it 10 days ago,
Chris? It was 10 days ago.
But now it looks like Neymar really is on his way to France.
Indeed, yes. Big breaking news in the past hour or so from Spain. Barcelona have released a statement confirming that Neymar and his father have confirmed to the club that they want out, that Neymar wants to leave the club this summer to join Paris Saint-Germain in a deal which would obliterate the current world transfer record of 89 million it was for Paul Pogba from Juventus to Manchester United last summer. The fee would be 198 million. So essentially, you're adding on 109 million to the.
You're more than doubling it.
It's remarkable. What? 110%, I think it is, isn't it? Increase.
Does that include this huge buyout clause?
And that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
It is the buyout clause. Now, Barcelona have released this statement, and I think the key sentence from the statement is the one that they say the release clause is of active from July 1st, so that 198 million, and they want it paid in its entirety. And that is will be the issue now moving forward for PSG. There is obviously the financial fair play rules to circumnavigate. We expect the deal to go through in the next 48 hours, maybe 72 hours. What will then happen simply has to happen for PSG to ensure that they do fall within the rules. They will then have a fire sale. There will be a number of players leaving that football club. Serge Aurier, the Ivorian international, he's been linked with a move to Manchester United. Angel Di Maria, I would suggest as well, may well find his future elsewhere, because simply put, PSG need to then offload a number of players in order to meet that UEFA stipulations.
It's not the type of cash, is it? It's not the type of deposit that you go down. You don't pop down to the bank with a cheque and feed 198 million into the machine, type it out. Can you imagine that? Just pop it into the cheque deposit box.
I think it's half
198 million. That'll be for Neymar, please.
Exactly, to imagine that amount of cash. Anyway, why does he want to leave Barcelona?
Well, the gleaned wisdom that we have on this is that he essentially has aspirations of being the world's best player. He believes that as long as he's at Barcelona, he will always be in the shadow of mainly Lionel Messi, but to another extent, a player that scored more than he did last season, Luis Suarez. They form part of that formidable attacking trio. And last season, Neymar found himself increasingly marginalised out on the left flank. He wasn't the star performer. That will always be Lionel Messi, as long as he's wearing a Barcelona shirt. And basically, Neymar wants to have a team built around him. He wants to be the number one star. I think if he does go to PSG, while he's definitely going to a club with a smaller standing in the world game, there's no doubt about that. Barcelona, one of the top two biggest clubs in the world in terms of, I think, just pedigree, and also just in terms of the whole romance
grandeur
of football, the grandeur, the prestige. I mean, they and Real Madrid really are the top two at the moment. But you know, it will allow Neymar to fashion this team or the team will be fashioned in his image. He will be marketed. You can bet that he will be marketed, well, probably more than any other footballer has ever been marketed before. His image has already been torn down from a shopping centre in Spain. So, I mean, when those kind of things start happening, the deal is 100% on. It has an air of inevitability. Exactly when it is announced officially, we don't yet know. It could be as soon as later tonight or tomorrow. It might be over the weekend. Maybe it'll be on Sunday, but it will certainly be over the next couple of days.
Two things to add to this story as well. He is a Nike athlete. PSG, of course, like Barcelona, sponsored by PSG. So they will have a big say in how this story eventually is told in terms of the transfer dealing and the announcement to come. The other thing that Robbie hasn't mentioned, money. It comes down to money. There is an aspect of this that is
money. About money.
His father will be earning, because his father is his agent, will be earning an absolute fortune off of this deal. And secondly, the numbers that are banding around right now, his weekly salary, talk of £600,000 after tax per week. So times that by five, that's what, £3 million. $3 million.
We're not far off $1 million a week, are we there?
It's frightening. It really, really is.
And I'm reading a bit of reaction. Obviously, Twitter and just the whole world of social media is alight. It's going mad over this story. Someone said, if Brad Pitt can make a $20 million film, why can't Neymar earn as much? So, yeah, I mean, There's your logic.
How long does it take to shoot a movie?
But again, it's a market. People who moan about this stuff, it is a market.
But it begs
that's
the
all
question.
It is. If someone believes he's worth that and they're willing to pay that, then he's worth it.
Good
it's
luck,
as simple
though.
As that. Yeah. And people moan about, and so we say it's a joke, the kind of money that's coming into football. The only reason these clubs have got this kind of money to spend is because of the television deals that have just bloated the entire sort of economic world of football, because there is a demand to watch football on television. So it is an industry that it's not money that's been pulled off trees. It is an industry that is supporting itself. Whether it falls down and collapses is another question entirely. But right now, you can't complain with the kind of money. It's just that's the market.
This is the thing. It begs the question, what is the kind of domino effect that we're going to see on the Premier League, on other transfers? What on earth is going on?
Chris has, we constructed a crazy sequence of transfers involving a lot of Premier League clubs.
Okay, here we
I'm
go.
I'm not sure I can remember them all
I
now,
can remember.
Chris.
Don't
of course,
you
Mr. Photographic Memory. I knew I could rely on him.
Very quickly, this is us, a little bit of speculation. We're having fun with this. But if Neymar does indeed join PSG, and it now does, as Robbie says, look inevitable, Philippe Coutinho, I fully expect him to replace Neymar, or one of two players to replace Neymar at Barcelona from Liverpool. That then frees up funds for Liverpool to go and sign Virgil van Dijk from Southampton. Southampton will then need a centre-half. They will come over to Spurs and probably sign the Austrian Kevin Wimmer. That will then give Spurs the money to sign Ross Barkley from Everton. Everton will then need Wilfie Sigurdsson from Swansea. Swansea will probably then get Wilfred Bony from Manchester City. Swansea will then sell Fernando Llorente over to probably Chelsea if they're looking for backup to Alvaro Morata. And then Swansea obviously get their Bony. And then Chelsea, with getting in Llorente, will allow to sell Diego Costa. And then Chelsea, with that Diego Costa money, will get Sandro from
Juventus. Could you clip that, please? Because I want to come back to Chris when he gets back from his holiday and see how much of that has happened. Because he hasn't written it down.
By the way, none of that was in front of him. He just reeled that off the top of his head.
He is incredible.
Of course, Swansea will get, of course, Wilfred Bony. They'll get that back from Manchester City. Of course they did. They missed him in the first place.
Why isn't Chris paid nearly $1 million
a
week for that?
I don't know. Obviously, our market isn't correct.
Obviously, it's not there. Very quickly on another piece of crazy football news. The last shirt worn by Francesco Totti for Roma.
Has been, Chris?
Well,
you told us today it's been sent into outer space, which is just, I think, the feel-good story of the day in all of this, because, of course, Francesco Totti, a legend. He is Mr. AS Roma over there. His speech, his eloquent speech at the Stadio Olimpico at the end of last season, where he was on the pitch, his wife was in tears, his kids were in tears. He was ending the best part of a 27-year career at that football club. He was finally hanging up his boots, and because he is such a legend, I'm not sure. Have they retired the number 10 shirt? Well, I'm not quite sure.
But I know that this shirt will be the loneliest football shirt. I was going to say on the planet, but in the universe. And also, will its molecular structure remain the same? Will space, you know, expand the shirt or crush the shirt into one atom-sized? What will happen?
You two had your shreddies today, or what?
We have, yes.
Seriously, you two.
It's a serious question. Will there be a miniature Totti shirt? Just sort of.
If there's any space buffs out there, please 4001
please.
To answer.
We're not scientists, as you can tell.
Answer Robbie's question. Let's quickly go back to Neymar, because the person we're going to talk about next has also been talking about Neymar, and this was in a press conference, I believe, last night.
As a footballer, he's outstanding. You know what I mean? He's one of the few skilled footballers that we still have in the sports, because I think they're trying to make it a passing game. But for me, Neymar is just a wonderful player. He's outstanding and he seems like a cool person. What can you say? He's one of the greats.
That's Usain Bolt, another one of the greats, talking at his press conference last night ahead of the World Athletics Championships. A lively presser as ever with him. That's him being asked about Neymar, which of course became more pertinent today. I don't
he's
think he had
not
any
a fan
inside
of the passing
info.
Game, is he?
He's not, is he?
he wouldn't enjoy tiki-taka much.
He also talked about, he had some quite serious words about athletics and doping in his sport.
Indeed he did. He said that he fears for the sport moving forward if those that continue to cheat continue to do so. one. We were talking about this one on Sports Tonight last night, just about what the legacy that Usain Bolt leaves and what kind of state will athletics be in once he leaves, because he has been propping up that sport, no question about it, over the past few years, if not the last decade. Because, and that's no disrespect to a number of athletes who are clean and who have done wonderful and majestic things in that period, but because athletics has been dragged through the mire, the Russian scandal, the state-wide doping and all of the rest of it, take Usain Bolt out of athletics, and I do fear for it. We talked about it last night, didn't we, Robbie? And essentially what Usain Bolt's message was, guys, if you're cheating now, stop. Because in many respects, when I leave, you'll get a lot of fans turning their back, because there is no one right at this moment in time, no one who is, I guess, capturing imaginations like Usain Bolt. I'm sure one day, and then hopefully in the near future, there will be, but right now, with Bolt out of that ecosystem, it's worrying times.
He did call the McLaren report rock bottom, didn't he, for the sport of athletics. He's been asked to name his successor, and he's named the South African Wade van Niekerk, who, of course, smashed the world record at the 400 metres, a world record that we thought would never be broken. But it was not just broken, it was smashed. 43.03, Wade van Niekerk ran. A question I'll throw to you, Chris, because we know that now van Niekerk has switched his attentions not only to 400 metres, but he's also going to run 200 metres. Can he break Usain Bolt's 200-metre record?
Never.
That's a vigorous no from you. And also, does the sort of totem figure in athletics have to be a sprinter?
I would say yes, it is the blue ribbon events, but 200 metres is a sprinting event. And if Wade van Niekerk, and I think he will go on and take gold at this World Championships, he is running the 200 metres, is Wade. And he will become a superstar. Will he reach and live up to Usain Bolt? No, I don't think he.
No,
I don't think
so.
Athletics is ready yet to move on to the next Usain Bolt. But that's taking nothing away from Wade. He's done a wonderful, you know, he's a world record holder, for goodness sake. We thought Michael Johnson's 400 metre world record would stand the test of time. It didn't, but you're asking, can he break 1919? Not a chance in heck.
We're going to see what happens there, but tonight is the big quiz.
It's a debut tonight.
A debut for the two.
Yeah, I've been sweating all day long.
Robbie's going to be in the hot seat.
Indeed, yes. I'm sort of. There'll be a baton. It'll be a bit like a 400 meter relay. But a baton will be passed sometime between rounds 2 and 3. And we'll sort of share the hosting duties over the first couple of rounds, and then I'll take over. Chris has been moaning about needing an early night, so
no, it's not an early night. It is simply finding more furniture and moving house, and it's a blooming nightmare.
So yes, it is week 4 of the big quiz with, of course, us Sports Tonight. It's at Barasti. Gets underway 8 o'clock. I'll say sharp, but please try and get as close to 8 o'clock as you can. I know that it's been starting at around 8:15, but you know we don't like latecomers. We're sticklers. It's going to be a sports quiz. The whistle should actually blow at 8 o'clock, and if you come in 15 minutes late, you should miss the first couple of rounds.
Good luck for that rule tonight, Robbie, if you enforce that one.
A message here says, Usain Bolt has better English than Harry Kane. I don't know whether he's probably right.
He is probably right.
And just time for a quick last word for you guys before you head off to your quiz.
The last word.
You'll soon be able to have your own 3D printed.
3D.
3D.
Okay.
3D printed.
The last word.
You'll soon be able to have your own 3D printed.
I will go with head.
Your own head, 3D printed.
Yes.
Okay. Chris says head. Robbie, while you're thinking, we've had a message back on the shirt in space. Nothing will happen to the shirt. It will just stay as is, frozen in time, as there's no bacteria or any elements in space that will affect it.
That's you told, Rob.
Wow.
Can't confirm or
so that is the ultimate.
That's true, that's one opinion.
That is the ultimate forever keepsake, isn't it?
Anyway, give us a last word because time is a ticking.
Football shirt, I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Lovely effort that Robbie puts in. Yeah. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the quiz later.
Thank you.